Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Utah State, first place conference title in the Mountain West in the first year of Craig Smith being the head coach of Utah State. It's a huge step forward for that program, and they're getting voted to the top 25. It is time for mid-major mothership.
It's DA's mid-major mothership, only on CBS Sports Radio.
Head coach of Utah State, they're 25-6, joining us here on the show, head coach Craig Smith. Coach, good morning. How we doing?
I'm fantastic, fellas. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. 15-3 in the Mountain West, regular season conference title, and you've said that you really feel like that's the ultimate achievement because it's a regular season long achievement versus just winning the conference tournament. What does it mean for year one for you to take home the Mountain West regular season title?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. A big fan of the show. It's incredible. I mean, it's been a magical journey for us, especially I'm a history guy, so I remember where we were when we got hired. I know where we are right now, and I can't wait to see where we're going. So, but to win a regular season championship, I mean, that's there's so many things that go into it. I mean, you're talking the course of over two months and 18 games, and you just got to withstand so many things, whether it's the travel in the Mountain West isn't the easiest travel in the world. You got to get through sickness and flu and bumps and bruises and high ankle sprains and this, that. We have a couple guys that are out for the year. And so you just got to withstand a lot of different things. And we use a lot of football analogies. We use a lot of boxing analogies. And, one of the common ones, it's not how many punches you can throw necessarily. It's how many punches you can withstand. And to go 15-3 in the Mountain West Conference and be able to, and we started 1-2 in league play. And so to be able to kind of rattle off 14 out of 15, we certainly finished with the flourish. And, there's three seasons. You have the preseason play, the non-conference play, and then you have conference play. And obviously that's wrapped up for us. And now we got postseason play. And we're looking forward to making some noise in the Mountain West tournament and hopefully after that.
The way that you guys wrapped it up was with a crazy win, 196 in overtime over Colorado State at Colorado State, and Sam Merrill goes off 38 points in the win. How crazy was it to watch Merrill just pop off like that in a crucial game for you guys to wrap up the Mountain West?
Well, Sam's one of the most underrated players in the country. The kid is an amazing player, and he's certainly our catalyst. And, Sam, it's ironic. Sam started the year, our very first game of the year, we're at Montana State. And, we're one of the youngest teams in the country. So two of our guys hurt their knees. We actually had a walk-on tryout, and we added one young man who's a freshman. So we have 12 guys that dress every game. Six are freshmen, two sophomores, two juniors, two seniors. So we're one of the 55th in the country in terms of our youth. So we go into Montana State, new coaching staff, all these new players. We don't know what to expect. Sam puts us on his back, and he has 38 on that night. And just like to win the conference title, Sam does the exact same thing and brings it home with 38 in a tough overtime W. So Sam's just, he's a complete package. He's an All-American type of kid. He can really, really score it. He's one of the best shooters in the country. But as good a shooter as he is, he's an even better passer and playmaker. And on top of that, he's our best perimeter defender. So he's the complete package.
Head coach Craig Smith of Utah State. They are Mountain West regular season champs heading into Mountain West tournament time. He joins us here on the show. Now, we talked about the game that you guys had, the crazy one on Saturday against Nevada, where you guys took out number 12 Nevada, 81-76. The fans stormed the court. Everybody at Logan, Utah going nuts down there. And then we had the video come out from inside the tunnel of Nevada players upset, coaching staff upset. And then the Mountain West had to launch an investigation into it. What was your experience in the middle of all that as you see the fans are coming down and it seemingly gets a little hot and heavy in the middle of that tunnel?
Well, I wasn't around. We got done with the game, went through the handshake line. Obviously, you know, it was an incredible win. That was Utah State's first win since 2007 against a ranked opponent. And Nevada's really, really good. They have a great program, well coached. I could go on and on and on. Senior loaded, returning, you know, went to the Sweet 16 last year, three-time defending champ. And so they're very, very good. And that was an exhilarating game, a game that we were in front basically the whole game. And obviously we win the game and go through the handshake line. And, you know, and our SID grabbed me. And, I mean, I gave hugs to the coaches. And our SID grabbed me. And everything was roped off immediately. And I had to walk around to do it was a nationally televised game. So I had to go across and do the interview. So I missed all that kind of stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, the Mountain West had came out with a statement. Obviously, we did as well. And it's unfortunate because, obviously, it's just for a multitude of reasons, but it overshadowed just an incredible performance by our players and by our program. And, you know, to win our first ever Mountain West, at least a share of our first ever Mountain West championship.
Does it add to the rivalry what happened last Saturday?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, it's ironic because, you know, Nevada used to be in the WAC, as did we. And so my understanding just from the history of it is it was already a pretty good rivalry. So, you know, anytime you have teams fighting each other, well, not literally, but whenever you have teams at the top competing with each other, there's always going to be, you know, a little more juice, so to speak. But I always think the rivalry thing is more of a fan thing. We try to, not to be cliche-ish, but we try to approach every game the same because they all count the same. And if we would have any more slip-ups, we wouldn't be conference champions. So I think that's more of a fan thing. We're going to approach every game the same, whether it's UNLV, Nevada, or San Diego State.
Craig Smith joins us, head coach, Utah State. They're at the top of the Mountain West standings, just on top of Nevada by a half a game. They're the two best teams in the Mountain West heading into the conference tournament. You were at South Dakota the last couple of years, and you helped build that program up for four seasons, heading into the postseason a couple of times, but not to the NCAA tournament. I don't want to jinx you, getting to the NCAA tournament this year as a head coach for the first time, what will that feel like?
Well, it'll be really, really excited. You'd be really proud, obviously, just for your program, for your players. I mean, this is a player's game. And as a coach, you do your best to put them in the best position to succeed. You work your tail off with game prep and skill development and obviously strategy. But at the end of the day, players make plays. I mean, you know, coaches aren't out there making the, you know, Sam Merrill makes the shot to tie the game with about, 12 seconds to go or 15 seconds to go the other night. You know, players make plays. They're the guys hitting the rebounds, diving on the floor, so on and so forth. But, you know, Utah State has a rich tradition of basketball and excellence, and hopefully we can put us, you know, that's been our goal from day one, is win the Mountain West, get to the NCAA tournament, and win when we get there, and to put this program back on the map in a national level. And, you know, at South Dakota, it's a one-bid league. We were 24-7 in the regular season last year. The year before that, we won the conference with a very young team. But it's a one-bid league, so you want it, you know, if you don't win that, we were upset on a last-second shot 2 years ago and lost in the championship game last year. And so against a very good South Dakota State, one of the best players that's ever played college basketball, Mike Dom. So, you know, those are tough things to go through. We've been there before. I was fortunate at Mayville State, a little old NAI school, to coach them in a national championship game about 10 years ago, or 12 years ago. So that was exhilarating. But more than all that, you just want your players and your community to experience how special it truly is.
The Mountain West Men's Basketball Tournament starts up next week at the Thomas and Mack Center in Vegas. First games get going on Wednesday. You could watch those on the Mountain West networks. And then on Thursday, you could watch on TV the CBS Sports Network all over the Mountain West. They have been all throughout the regular season, beginning on Thursday, March the 14th. Coach, congratulations on a share at least of the Mountain West regular season title. I know how much that means to you and your guys. Great scene last week to see all the fans so into it, that win over Nevada. And I tell you what, best of luck coming up in the postseason as well. Hopefully we can touch base again.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you guys having me on and excited to see where this thing can go. So I appreciate it, and go Aggies.
No doubt. Thanks, Craig. Craig Smith joining us, head coach of Utah State.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.